Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. Trump won. We continue to go through all the races, including Senate races, and what is going around the horn. Pretty amazing. Praise God that we won. Just remarkable. Become a member today. Members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We are here and trying to wrap up two remaining Senate races. Nevada, unfortunately, is basically over. By the way, a lot of that drop was from CD1, Tyler, just so you know. It was a lot because they just called David Schweikert. So that's where we know. That was some of our composition. Everybody, it is victory week, but we're trying to run up the score in the U.S. Senate. Let's begin with the Pennsylvania news. Cliff Maloney, you are Mr. Pennsylvania. You are live to our audience right now. What is going on in the great state of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we just got great news. Scott Perry in Pennsylvania 10 is officially being called, which is fantastic. That means we defend him. You pair that with 7 and 8 being pickups. It's looking like a very, very good, year for Pennsylvania. Obviously, Trump winning PA, and we're still watching this McCormick race. There's a lot of drama. Charlie, I want to break down the numbers for everybody.
Please do.
Just so they understand. So we're hearing now that there's apparently about 100,000 of these adjudicated or need to be adjudicated / provisional ballots that are outstanding. So I want to talk to you right now, McCormick, if we look at the majority of these as mail-ins, they might not be, but I'm going to give the worst case scenario. Right now, McCormick has been averaging 35% of all mail-in votes to KC65. So if those were to all be mail-ins, or if it followed that trend, which is the worst he's doing, right, that means 35,000 of those votes, if they all counted, would go to McCormick. 65,000 of those would go to Casey. So that's a net 30,000 votes for Bob Casey. Here's the problem. Dave McCormick is up roughly 31,700 votes. So you're talking about over 6 million votes cast. And this could be a 1,700
vote. If I could just jump in so people understand the context. The AP has already called this. However, he is refusing to concede. Casey will not concede. Josh Shapiro is not asking him to concede. John Fetterman is telling him to not concede. And Mark Elias is running around out there saying, oh, these 100,000 votes are going to be adjudicated and could help us. Sorry, just wanted to make sure that the new audience gets all that context.
Yeah, and Bob Casey is even putting out a statement saying, you know, that he's not going to concede, right? He's not just being silent. He's saying, you know, I guess we got to call him an election denier now.
Exactly.
So, guys, educate the audience. What potentially, the same way we did on election night, what is Casey's path with these adjudicated ballots? And what does history tell us about adjudication of ballots?
Yeah, so I'll dive in here. We just did a primary election this past spring, and I think it's good for the audience to understand this. You know, I'm not going to go through all the batches, but just to share with everybody, there's 67 counties, right? So if you're looking at a statewide race, each of these sets of ballots will be adjudicated per county, and there's different batches, right? If you look at it, what is the problem with the vote that makes it a provisional or makes it one that has to be adjudicated? For a lot of the mail-ins, right, in 2020, we had record mail-in numbers, so there were a lot more problems. But for these mail-ins, it's pretty simple. You have to sign it. You have to date it. You have to use the secrecy sleeve. And so a lot of times what happens is there's going to be different batches where if Casey wants to challenge that they should count, even though they're provisional, he's going to have to try to challenge those case by case, batch by batch. But once again, the courts are not stern about this. They are not on our side because judges don't want to throw out votes. They don't want to be called election deniers. And so I always tell people, anytime this thing goes to the courts because the Democrat is pushing, expect a lot of those votes to count. Now, the one outlier we haven't talked about is still Cambria County. Jack, my sources on the ground are telling me that Cambria County is not fully in, but the numbers on some of these sites are jumping to 95%. Based on my math, it's still about 50 to 60% in. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I saw about 63%. I have to pull the tab up. But yeah, it was like 60-some percent. Yeah. But yes, there is a bunch out. And what I noticed, though, so we know – what do we know about Cambria County? Let's go back to fundamentals here. Cambria County is a 70-30 district, 70-30 county. So if you look at the split right now, the split is not as favorable for Trump as it is, which – leads me to believe that what you're saying is true, that the areas that are yet to come in are the Republican rural areas outside of Johnstown.
Yeah. Yeah. And even right now, I mean, you still have Bradley doing twice as better, you know, twice as better than her opponent. And so when I'm looking at the local races to kind of see where they're at, I mean, I just still think, based on my math, 37,000 voters have voted in Cambria County this cycle. There were roughly 70,000, I'm talking all voters in Cambria County, in 2020. So you figure based on that, there's still another 33,000 ballots that need to come in Cambria County. And they're going to be, I would say, almost 2-1.
They're good. Yeah, come on.
Yes.
This is crazy town, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. This 100,000 is going to make people very spooked about the election.
Charlie,
what do you got for us here?
I don't know. Tyler's on some sort of. You want to go off the set for a little bit and compose yourself?
No, I have to leave. This is Charlie.
Tyler's going to start crying now.
I am. This is going to make me cry because this is like the biggest F.
It's not happening yet, Tyler. It's not there. Okay, I'm gonna bring you back. Okay. We're dealing with a whole different group here, okay?
I get it, but start.
Okay, Tyler, I'm going to make you be disciplined because this is not the last fight we're going to have together. I'm doing the math right now. Educate the audience. What's going on here? Okay, be as factual. You got to get back into – okay. I'm doing the math, okay?
I'm going to fact check our data team. So this is what's going on.
So someone's walking at watching home. What the heck is going on with Carrie Lake?
Okay, we just walked through the entire order of operations of how they're counting ballots.
Yes,
we have approximately a million ballots left at the beginning of today, which ran into the afternoon because in Arizona apparently we can't release data until after 5 p.m. So that's what's been all day long. We've been waiting around forever. What we have seen come through were small little petty drops that were happening all across the state. And it was basically break even, mm-hmm. A little bit of negative ones, a little bit of positive ones. And we've been waiting really for that Maricopa County drop today to happen.
Yep.
We got word on the ground that they were going to drop Maricopa and Pima together. Word on the ground as well is that these are this drop was going to be the last of the mail-ins. And we are just waiting for what would be drop-offs and at the polling places, which have been really favorable for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So this drop we've been waiting on pins and needles for. They said it was going to come at 5. It just barely came through at about 20 minutes ago, 7 o'clock. Carrie Lake won 70,429 votes, 57.39% to Ruben Gallegos, 40.88%.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like our good friend Jill Stein got 1.73%. And so with that, that shrinks the margin by about 11,000 votes, about 11,000, I think mm-hmm. it was 633 votes. And so now the gap is 43,000 votes. A couple more of those drops for that are in favor of Carrie Lake really puts her over the top very quickly. Now, remember, we have, and we can throw up this map again. I think I dropped it, Andrew, if you're watching in the chat. This is the estimated uncounted ballots. This was before the beginning of the night that just happened just a few minutes ago. I'll give this here to the Thought Crime Jet here. We have about 500,000 ballots left in Maricopa County, but they are trending every day better for Lake.
Redder.
redder.
Tomorrow, though, they say there's a bunch of D's and I's in them.
I mean, they said that before they dropped this one, too, today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Maricopa County likes to play games. They mix things up. And I think they just like toying. I mean, obviously, Stephen Richer has an axe to grind with Kerry Lake. And so
yeah, they're in a lawsuit together.
He's suing Kerry Lake for defamation mm-hmm. of his character, even though he got unelected here in August. But the remainder of the state has approximately 350,000 votes, give mm-hmm. or take. And Maricopa County has about 500 left. Pima County has about 150,000 ballots left, which are usually not great for us. The last drop was like broke 30-60 for Ruben mm-hmm. or more or better for Ruben. But that's probably going to get a little bit redder and break a little bit more.
You think
even.
So? And then,
in addition, the rest of the state is going to be deep red, about 65-70% for Kerry. So the big question mark still remains, does Ruben have enough gas in the tank left to maintain his lead in Maricopa County? What it looks like is the answer to that question would be no. Now, I'll say one more thing, and Jack, you can jump in here.
Well, no, I have a question.
Hold your question, because I don't want to lose this real quick, because this is important for the audience.
Yeah, we
have been tracking the ballots that we've been chasing, and Charlie, I mean, I can tell you, we have approximately before this drop today, and I'll know after I go back to headquarters and find out from Matthew, we probably have another 70,000 votes that are in Maricopa County that have yet to be tabulated.
You think so?
Those are our votes that we chased.
Yeah, I know.
So out of the 500,000, we can confidently say.
But you don't think they're not even in the system yet?
15%
of those. So you don't think the Maricopa numbers are accurate yet?
They're just not. They haven't reported them yet. So we have another.
They're
50.
In the. Their ballots.
I'm sorry.
Are,
okay, but these are the reddest of the red.
So what I'm saying is those are our ballots that we chased. So that's going to offset anything. So that's another 15% to the good guys.
I see what you're saying. So there's a redder pool of votes that no one is expecting.
So even if she was doing very bad mm-hmm. with independents, we're offsetting that with the votes that we know are in there.
Right.
Which is probably the reason why Stephen Richer deleted his Twitter today.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that, and for those at home that are also following along in this onesie twosie saga that we've been in now for many years, we could probably, this is like the greatest saga ever written, is that we're finally overcoming the onesie twosies because we chase ballots.
Mm-hmm. Now, but some people, we chased ballots at different times, but we look at the back end and they haven't registered yet with the voters we know, right?
So we chase ballots consistently every day.
Right.
So we tracked every single day which ballots we chased. So we know in the data, because we know when the data comes back, so I'll get in the weeds here for everybody. We know because Maricopa County reports who voted. That's how you know if you voted when and what day.
Mm-hmm.
So we know which day Charlie Kirk voted. We know which day Blake voted. We know which day I voted. So we can tell if the people we chased, if their vote, we know which day that was registered. And I also know right now, based off of what they're reporting, which days they're counting. Does that make sense?
So I did the math. It's going to be very close. I don't think, I'm not as bullish as you, but she could totally win.
If you get another couple drops like that,
I don't think she will. I think she'll get one.
This is the question. I want to just reset the table. So let's we're zoomed all the way in. Let's zoom out a little bit just so we can get everyone to get a sense of this. Maybe Charlie or Tyler, whoever wants to take it. But, you know, just give us the broad strokes of it. How far is she down by?
Yeah. So I did all the math.
How many are out,
so,
outstanding?
Yeah.
And where do we expect this to come from?
Let's get this map up on screen, please. And it's not totally updated, but it's close of ballots remaining. No, I get what you're saying, Tyler. I understand it.
No, I'm sorry, for Andrew.
No, I understand.
One of our viewers did the math.
What did they say?
We have YMO donated $10 Australian dollars.
Yep.
Which they're kind of like an American dollar, except mm-hmm. you like have to trade it in at a bank to get a real dollar. there is 24% of the vote left to count in Arizona. So with the current gap, she would have to win 53.41% to 48.1%.
Yeah, that's about
to
right.
turn the tide.
But it's a little bit more complicated than that because I'm trying to break it by county.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Because it's all going to come down to Maricopa. What's going to happen is all the other counties are going to be silent and we're going to be like, what do we need in Maricopa?
The way to look at it is there's two worlds in Arizona. You have, and you could argue three worlds, but you have rural Arizona and you have Maricopa. And depending upon the election, sometimes the rural Arizona is a little bit bigger than Maricopa's pool.
Yeah.
And sometimes Maricopa County is more like 60%. The problem that happened in 2020 was Maricopa County was too big. It had too much vote and it was too blue. This election is it's a little bit smaller than it was in 2020. and the rural showed up in bigger numbers for us and was redder.
So I'm just, let's put the screen up. I did the worst case math. I gave Ruben all the votes from Apache, every vote. Okay. No, this is important. And I said that Pima will go at its current clip. But how has Pima been performing the last three drops?
It depends on the drop. But on average, I think it's coming out. It's coming pretty close to 50-50.
So it's not 60-37.
Just one of the drops was that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that'll continue or not? Because that's very instructive.
I think it's the best average that's going to come out of Pima for Ruben is a 55-45 for him.
55-45?
Yeah, I think that's the best what's remaining.
For him?
For him.
Okay.
Because we get it. Because you have to remember, too, Pima has a ton of rural area. And Pima, we have a ton of Election Day boost. And we did get an Election Day boost. And the numbers trended the same way as Maricopa. So what's left is basically a 2-to-1 margin of Republicans for those Election Day drop-offs, as long as it jives with what actually showed up at the polling place in person. And it usually does. It usually does.
Yeah. Okay. So
so that's going to be a good final drop.
So let's just say this. 175,000 ballots left in Pima. You are confident 55-45 would be the split.
It's a little less than that because I think that was before the drop tonight.
Okay. So
I think
okay. Interesting.
There's 150,000.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah. That's you got to get an updated map from them. So
Matthew, can you get us an updated map?
So 100.
Everyone in the office, you can hear my voice booming over the
150,000 ballots remaining. Let's be even more ambitious for Ruben and say he's going to get 56%. Okay? Is that fair? Okay, that's 84,000 votes. And that means that Kerry would get 65,000 votes, right? Ish.
Yep.
Which would be a net 19 for Ruben, correct?
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to add all the votes from Apache.
Okay.
Just for argument's sake, because it's Apache County.
It's shady.
And they could find random votes in Apache County.
No, they were.
Oh,
no,
random votes.
They did that with the attorney general's race.
All of a sudden,
the attorney general's race was
so handily found.
It was 280 votes that determined our attorney general's race, and there's 600 votes that just appeared.
Appeared out of nowhere.
It's not a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. 55. I did 56-44 for the record. Okay. That's 19,000 votes plus Apache. Okay. So that's 29,000. They get all of Apache. I'm going to round up 30,000. Okay. Because Apache's just going to – by the way, Apache's paying attention right now, and they're doing stuff. No, but they have ungoverned elections because they're on the Native American reservation.
Yes. So you can't even send in anyone.
No, you're not. No observers.
No observers.
So we just take their numbers, and we're like, oh, okay.
I guess whatever.
Sounds legit.
No.
The only thing that we have is we know how many people live there.
That's it. We literally are not allowed to observe, audit, canvas, nothing. It's that bad, right, Tyler? It's just they're their own nation.
It shouldn't be that way.
It's really bad. So 30,000 votes on top of the current 44,000 vote lead, which would give Ruben a 74,000 pad. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The rurals. How are the rurals currently behaving?
I would say...
Because there's 142,000 votes left in the rurals. If you were to go like conservatively...
She's landing about 70% between everything.
Let's just say 68%. Okay. No, because I want to...
I would even just go 65.
Okay.
Just go 65.
65. So that's 90.
She'll still make it.
92,300 votes, which means that it would be, 142 minus 92.3, 49.7, right? So that means she would net 92.3 minus, everyone matters at this point, 49.7. She would net 42.6 votes, okay? So 42,600. And then Ruben's lead would be cut, 74,000 minus 42,600. That would, Tyler's not wrong, actually.
We've been living in these numbers.
I know, but I'm just 31,000. That would give Ruben a 31,400 vote lead going into Maricopa that has 513,000 votes remaining. Therefore, if you want to then say 513,
By the way, this process that Charlie's taking is exactly the right process to look at this. It's exactly the right process to look at this from worst to best. Yeah.
Yeah. 513. No, that's not
this is the way that we look at it.
Hold on 1 second.
As Charlie's doing that, Matt.
With your compliment, you threw me off.
They actually released these. I just want to make sure I understand this. They released them day by day in chronological order. That's what's happening.
Allegedly.
Okay, that means, got it. She has to win Maricopa County 53.5
it's totally insane.
To 46.5, and she becomes a senator.
Yeah, and really it's less remaining than that.
But because I gave her all the Apache County.
Well, it's okay, less than that, and I'll tell you the other reason why, because we're also not counting Jill Stein's involvement.
Oh, no, the Green Party.
So he's not going to get 46%. He's going to get 44%. No,
I'm saying, though, yeah, is it possible with what's remaining in Maricopa, she gets 53.5%?
She doesn't even need 53.5%.
I'm saying, is it possible?
Yes.
Okay, because you got to have some pad.
Of course. She just got 56% on the last.
She got 57.
57 on the last day of drops. And now all that's left is the weekend drops and election day.
Guys, I'm telling you that I just fact checked all of Tyler's work. There's a path.
It's not just a path. It's a likely path.
I would rather be Carrie Lake than Rubin right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would rather. It's a likely path at this point. It's a 52% likely path.
I mean,
it's a more likely than unlikely path based off of what we know about elections and the order that you just gave. Because she's not going to lose everything in Apache.
Do you guys know there's a thing called, hey, Cliff, ever heard of the Senate Leadership Fund?
Oh, yes.
You know they spent
a lot of money on Kerry, right?
$0. $0. This would be, if we get this done,
the biggest F you ever to the establishment.
Nobody spent any money here, right, Jack? But
I mean, look at all the money they spent on the great Senator Larry Hogan on that massive victory
Rogers.
That he had.
They spent
Maryland.
Like $60 million on Rogers.
Harry Logan got so much money.
I mean, I can understand,
Larry
I can
Hogan.
Understand
no, Harry
putting
Logan.
In money into the Rust Belt. There's, like, I can understand that, but zero money for Kerry is ridiculous.
They said Harry Logan.
The reason this gets me excited is because the donor class
it's tight,
will have
man.
So much proof of concept
it's
after
not,
this cycle.
I'm not
cycle.
There yet.
If Carrie Lake wins this race, Charlie, and
I'm
we can show them that the establishment spent $0 helping and the Turning Point had to single-handedly carry a U.S. Senate seat when they poured millions into Michigan, millions into Maryland, this is a – masterclass on going to the donors and saying, listen, what are you doing? Right? Let the grassroots do what the grassroots does. Stop pouring your money into these races where they refuse to back America First candidates. Are you being serious with me? $0? They didn't even do like a nominal like $500,000 buy?
No, and they didn't do anything last time either, Cliff. And so in Blake Masters' race,
it was worse than that. They sent out a memo. I have to interrupt. In Politico, they sent out a memo saying that that their polling shows that it's out of reach. Like, let me actually read the memo here. Let me see, Kerry. Here's right. They sent a memo saying that Arizona was not worth an investment. They've not invested, this Politico, invested in TV time at all, showing Gallego's lead at 9 points. 9 points. Saying that internal SLF tracking says that it's not a good investment.
So basically what's happening is Carrie Lake is outperforming for everyone's watching.
She's outperforming polling by 8 points.
Well, she's outperforming polling by about 3 points. And then we chased about 5 to 6 points of that, maybe seven, closer to seven. It might end up being eight. So she might be outperforming the poll by like one.
The greatest thing the left ever did was think that we were just a bunch of kids that made memes.
Greatest thing that the left ever did.
Yes, sir.
Was,
yes, sir.
If we win this again, I'm not so there true. Yet, but Blake, so
Chris Mays gave us all a lot of motivation.
Yeah. Tyler's under indictment still. We're gonna get that cleaned up.
Well,
she's in cycle.
I don't know if this was worth it for her. It's going to turn out being not worth it.
Do we have a good candidate next cycle? One that can win?
Oh, we got a perfect candidate and he's Ooh. Loved already. He's working it.
Who is it? Warren Peterson?
Can't talk about it. Oh, no. Don't break it. No,
I'm not breaking it. I'm just.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm new to this.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
He's great.
He's very good. Very, very. Let's just say I don't think it's going to be very difficult.
Okay.
With the model now basically being proven.
Infrastructure. That's the
permanent,
model.
Permanent infrastructure.
The best case for Rubin at this point, based on the math, is he wins by like 6,000 votes. I was like the New York Times meter, it would be like win for Rubin by 6,000, win for Kerry by 15,000.
So you know what's happening.
You want
right
a real
now?
Story? Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
I made a series of calls to establishment GOP donors the weekend before the election, saying, guys, Carrie Lake's going to come down to 10,000 votes. Did I not tell you he was going to come down to 10,000 votes?
About it. We talked
about it. I called Carrie's team, and I was like, you know, our modeling shows is coming to 10,000 votes. Yep. We had this down because we know the state, like, I mean, people know their backyard. And establishment donors were like, well, let me call my friends. They're like, yeah, everyone says that, you know, putting money for Ted Cruz is a better investment right now. I know donors that spent $5 million between Ted Cruz and Safe Races. Meanwhile, Kerry got nothing, nothing. And it's because these consultants lie. And like, again, if Kerry wins, great. If she doesn't, the point being is if we could have just rallied and said, okay, we're going to put another $5 million behind Kerry in the final 2 weeks of the election, we'd be celebrating right now, right?
$20 million that she deserved for this race and a key target state. It's even worse than that, Charlie. And here's why it's even worse than what you just described. If this was Kerry Lake candidate that was anti-establishment, off the map, off the grid, in a deep blue or a deep red state even, that would be one thing. But this is Kerry Lake in a key target state you must win in order to win the presidency. It is political malpractice for the Senate Leadership Fund. It is political malpractice for anyone that is what I call part of the national Republican apparatus to not give Kerry Lake money and support and fund Kerry Lake's Senate run because the state is critical to you for three reasons. The president, the Senate, and the House. And so we would be, our poor people here, we've been working our tails off, you know, all like bickering amongst ourselves, trying to get like cure every freaking ballot today here in the state with basically effectively no resources that are provided to so many other states. And we're still going to be able to prove that if you buckle down, you register voters, you chase those voters, you chase other voters.
It might come down to just the voters I registered. I'm not kidding.
It might come down to
By the way, at Turning Point Action,
your street.
I literally worked my street.
Yep.
I mean, how many people? I've probably chased 2,100 ballots.
Yeah.
If you count like the ripple effect and.
Oh, Charlie, way more than that. I mean, with everything.
I mean, no, but I'm talking about me personally, not just the.
Well, like, yeah. And you're, like, as, but like, just Charlie
Kirk. Just Freedom Night in America could elect a U.S. Senator.
Yeah. And if think about what we had a drop box there.
Yeah. Next cycle. but this is, I mean, by the way, just so I'm clear, I did downgraded math.
Yeah.
If she does better in the rurals and she does better in Pima,
she will.
Then all of a sudden you're talking about
30,000 votes, which is what we said at one point. That's what I said.
This is crazy town.
Yeah. And Trump's going to be like 9, 10 points.
This is the number one current active political news story right now.
Tyler's more cocky than I am.
I'm not being cocky.
I'm being
Blake. Have you checked my math on this? Are we on Hopiumville? Blake will bring it back down to earth. That's why he's around.
Blake has been at my. Blake sits in front of my board every single day. He stares at it. It's more his head reflects off of the board, which reflects off of, and it gets me. I'm like, oh, Blake's in here. Yeah. You've seen every day. Here's the thing, and why, Charlie, this isn't hopium, and I'll let Blake talk, and then I need to like pace a little bit. Is this?
This is Tyler's so whole life. If no, hold on, Jack.
I've lived in this for 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay, four years for sure. Is that we chase these ballots, Charlie? So what I'll re-describe this. We have been tracking the bodies by name, by voter ID, for the days that we know who have not voted. I know there's tens of thousands of votes. I know the exact number. I can go in there and tell.
You know,
I don't
want to
say.
I mean,
we know their names.
I agree there are tens of thousands of uncounted votes, but that's a given.
No, but
what
we
need, no, makes the universe redder.
It makes the universe tilt. And so because of that,
well, Tyler's right about that.
You'd have to lose.
The usual comp wouldn't be enough.
40% of independents.
Now the comp might be 30,000 more votes in Kerry's direction that otherwise would be like a 52-47.
I think.
And she would have definitely lost if we had not chased these
votes. We'd definitely be losing without us. But like what I would say is I think we might be over reading into it. Some of those people we chased would have voted in the universe even when we didn't chase them. And also.
No, they wouldn't have voted, Blake. Well, these people didn't vote in 2020. They didn't vote in 2022.
Some of them would have.
No, and if we didn't chase them, they definitely would have voted for Kerry Lake.
Let me defend Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
There were at least 30,000 first-time voters that weren't registered, meaning they had no voter history, that were college kids, that were muscular class. I said at least.
It's way more than that.
So that is like new and emerged voters.
That's true, but... We've had many of
we
our
registered 20,
many of our
own.
Chased ballots have already been counted. Correct?
No, this is what I'm saying, Blake.
No, but no, not I don't, you know, I don't mean these. Overall, many of our chased ballots
it's
have been
probably
counted.
Probably less than 40%.
Less than 40% of our chased ballots have been counted.
Oh well, no. After this drop today, it's more than that for sure.
I'm just thinking that
it's probably more like 60%, but like 70%.
70% have been counted. Well, that's about what the count is in Maricopa.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
Overall.
Yeah, so we still have days.
Our current tally in Maricopa is reflecting what we're getting with our chased ballots.
I can tell. Currently, yeah.
And right now, I don't want to harsh. If
but what I'm saying
I want
is
Carrie Lake
left.
To win, I am hopeful
Blake,
that it will
Blake,
happen.
Blake, but what I'm saying, what is left is we know out of what is left is at least so out of the 500,000 that are left, it's approximately and again I'll have to take a look at the numbers. It's at least 70,000 votes.
That's good, but what like is the percentage of our
those are
chase,
low propensity
is
voters?
The percentage of what's left is our chased ballot share of that larger than our chased ballot share in what's already been counted?
Let me describe it differently. It's a way to think about it.
That's a good question. The answer is yes.
At home, yes.
Okay, if we're highly confident of that,
because
that is good.
That is correct.
No, think about just remove those ballots that I just talked about. And imagine a world in which it just lays it out, right? Based off polling. What does Carrie Lake poll at with Republicans, Democrats, and other? Here's the thing with Republicans. We already knew we had more Republicans show up in Maricopa County. We were 200, what was it? The end was 150,000 votes, 170,000 votes after Election Day. It was a lot. So there's the first boon, right? The second is then what is her break with independents? The reality is, I mean, we're going to know the number at the very end, but she was polling probably in the negative 10 range, 12 range with independents. My point is that 10 to 15% makes up for that entire swath of independents that you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
So what Tyler's saying is that as these drops continue, the universe, not all drops are the same. These drops are typically 52-53% Republican-ish. Mm-hmm. Are
naturally.
Chasing is making them now 54-55 Republican or 56-56. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's changing the universe. It's tilting it a point or two because also.
Which is why Stephen Richard deleted his Twitter.
Hold on. Because it's also because of the communication relationships we did with our – that there was not any Republican bleed. It wasn't Republicans that were also going Trump, Gallego. So our chased ballots are pure Lake ballots. Does that make sense? So it looks even better. And a lot of these people are registered independents too.
Mm-hmm.
That would like some of these people we chased, registered Democrats, like a lot. So again, it's this is I'm getting blown up by people right now. They're like, wait, Kerry's not dead. I'm like, well, yeah, you should have trusted our math.
We want to be optimistic.
I am more anchored than Tyler. I'm more buoyed than Tyler.
No, you guys, I'm telling you, you should be excited, as excited as I am, because this was the pivotal drop. This drop today was the pivotal drop. Because if this one would have been bad enough, it would tell a story about what was left in Maricopa County. Number one. Number two, if it was bad, it could have put Kerry into a predicament that it would have been very hard to dig yourself out of because you've done the math now 10 times, Charlie.
Well, because the math keeps changing. But
yeah,
yes.
But if it would have been the other way, let's say the other way, 60-40, it would have put Kerry in a very bad spot. She would have had to make up a lot more percentage points in the rurals. She every drop that goes by that's good for her out of Pima, Maricopa County means that she doesn't have to win the rurals by as much. And we know the rurals are going to turn out the way that they're going to turn out. We know we're going to get 70%. And I'm just telling you right now, we're on a trajectory. Like Charlie just said, I would much rather be Carrie Lake than Ruben Gallego right now. And I don't know why Stephen Richard deleted his Twitter today. But if I was
I could tell you why, because a lot of people were sending him nasty stuff. You got to stay buoyed. OK,
Charlie, how many years have people been sending him nasty stuff? He's been getting blown up since 2020.
No, it's because it's like he's hot right now. And by the way, he's not running for reelection. He's done.
Why wouldn't you be done after tomorrow when all the ballots are counted?
Well, because he's just like. I know. I kind of sympathize with it.
If Carrie Lake,
right, Blake. I mean, he's kind of. Like, I wouldn't read too much into that.
If Carrie Lake loses,
there is a place. There is a place where Tyler might be right, where he's like trying to get ahead of this because Carrie did. Was a lawsuit where he thinks there's a shot.
I think we are perhaps reading too much into these.
It destroys his lawsuit, Charlie, because.
I think this is great because you have two completely right, Cliff. Two completely different views of. Like left wing behavior on display, and I think it's beautiful.
I know the left wing is here, Blake. I'm telling you right now, the way that they operate is that if Carrie Lake had a chance to lose, Stephen Richard would be in it till the last day, so that he could zing her and then quit Twitter.
I mean, he only deactivated, he could reactivate it and then zing her.
Right? All right, Jack, read some of the super chats, please.
I'm not against that.
Yeah, so we've got some super chats that highly disagree with Charlie and Tyler. And so this guy, I'm going to put them both together. So there's two that came in concurrence, so 110, one for 20. This is from Y Mode, who comes in and respectfully says, there's 24% of the vote left to count in Arizona. Carrie Lake would have to turn her current percentage from her current 48.1 to 53.41 to win. I am a data scientist. And then statistically, unless Lake can perform better than expected in counties like Maricopa and Pima, Gallego's chances of holding his lead are more likely. I say this as a fan of Charlie and Donald Trump. Sorry, I hope I'm wrong. So what's
Response? Look, you might be right. I'm just saying that I've run the math now. If Pima even holds in bad form, which I ran the math of bad Pima form.
And not to mention you going maximum vote rigging or not even that like.
Yes, or, vote display. Yeah. Vote.
Maximum pessimism.
Yeah. Vote appropriation.
Yeah.
I literally gave Ruben all of Apache's votes.
Yes.
Just as a
Charlie's on Team Ruben tonight. He's like he's
no, but that's the way you have to do this, though. Yeah. I mean,
he did it exactly right.
Yeah, it's just you just got
the worst case scenario. Charlie's scenario that he laid out for everybody at home, because I don't think we're like totally comprehending what Charlie did. Charlie did a worst case scenario build up to Maricopa. That's not what's going to happen.
No, he did it in Pennsylvania for Trump for 2 hours, and why I always say, yeah, I mean, Charlie, after 2022. That's what we got to do, right? We got to look at what is the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And let's start our foundation there. But the numbers do look good. I mean, I'm looking at what you guys are saying. And if you're telling me it's chronological.
Cliff, Cliff, give us your analysis here. I want Cliff, because Cliff's an outsider here. He knows what he's talking about. He's been around a lot of these. Cliff has cut his teeth on more state rep races. He's done more door knocking local. I mean, he's seen vote drops. He's done everything. So, Cliff, what do you see here?
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's truthfully chronologically, you're telling me that they count them and they move to the next day. I mean, two nights ago, I was a little nervous, right? And we saw, at least yesterday, we saw some of the drops. It's like, all right, well, when are we going to start making up gains? But as I looked at the numbers today, you're right, Tyler. It's like if this came in today and it was like, well, listen, it was kind of a whitewash. It wasn't really there. How many votes did she make up on this last drop?
A lot. 10,000 votes. 10,000,
yeah. 11,600. I mean,
yeah, and there's theoretically, based on that drop, how many was it votes? 70,000? There could be as much as seven more drops like that.
And you're telling me there's 500,000 votes outstanding, yep. What we're thinking?
Yes, however, the next drop's not going to be great based on voter registration profile. I'm just going to be honest. It's not.
And Maricopa County screws with us, okay, guys? Maricopa County specifically batches stuff.
Tyler thinks they do all the counting for him.
I think they watch this. No, I think they have a combination.
The funniest thing. Tyler thinks that Richard does the vote counting of one of the largest counties in America just to mess with him.
I think he's watching the program.
I'm less.
I'm making fun of
him. Yeah, I know.
Okay? I think it's hilarious.
We're teasing. We're joking.
It's not true.
Are we correct in our assumptions about the rurals? Because if you I do want to say, like, you know, looking at Cochise is a great county for us, and it's only 42%.
Blake, I did 65-35.
Right now, Cochise is 63-34, and that's one of our best ones. Mojave's almost all in.
But Cochise.
Yuma is only 60-38.
It gets redder.
I want to say this again. Just for everybody that's here, it's Cochise, not Cochise.
I'm going to say it Cochise just to mess with you. So Cochise is 42%.
One of the girls in our office
is
said
great,
it totally,
but it's all in.
One of the girls in the office today said it like totally weird.
Yeah. Yavapai County is 64 in.
Cochise. She said Cochise.
Yavapai is 63-35. So, yes, like, they're great numbers.
But one of her drops recently today from Yavapai, she won 71% of that drop.
That is great.
Wow.
I do like that.
And it was a big drop.
That's
it wasn't
nice.
Like 1,000 votes. It was okay. like 20,000 votes.
Is Choconino getting better for us or is it getting worse?
Coconino.
Choconino.
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 It's actually interesting. I didn't calculate Coconino. I did forget that.
Yeah. Because they're 91% in, but that does mean a few thousand.
Well, Coconino is probably net 3,000 votes. Yeah.
And, you know, overall, Apache County is not that bad.
What did you say?
Beige. I'm gonna lose it on YouTube.
I'm gonna be very sad. If you keep saying it that way.
LA Spaz County.
So by the way, thank you for super chat, Matthew, $100. Thank you so much. By the way, we're gonna read the super chats tonight.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
You get more of them if you read them, Charlie.
I just did. Well,
you could pronounce.
Thank you very much.
The way that Barack Obama did on his feed.
Jack, how did Charlie pronounce Google? You got to repeat this. We got to play this clip. We got to find.
So it's Google, there's a lot of. There's a lot of those local names in Pennsylvania that when you grow up there, you're just used to saying them. So we have Schuylkill County, we have the Schuylkill Expressway, Schuylkill River, but if you see it for the first time, it's not spelled like you think. And Charlie goes, "What county is this? Schuylkill?" There's like four L's in there.
That's a tough one. Okay, that's a tough one.
There's some weird ones. We've said the county name multiple times tonight. And he's corrected me many times, but I actually can't remember if it's Maricopa or Maricopa.
Stop it.
I've forgotten already.
Stop it.
It's in one ear, out the other.
All kidding aside, Tyler, are we getting any other drops tonight?
Let me find out.
By the way, we were supposed to get a bigger one. Just for the record, we were supposed to get the bigger. That was only 70,000 in Maricopa. I think we're done for the night. Tyler, I need
you to say that we're not going to get drops, because if your conspiracy theory is right, then we will. Because whenever you're confident about it, we get nothing. So just say it straight into the camera. We will get no more drops, and then we'll get one here in about an hour.
Are you saying I'm wrong? I'm never wrong. I'm never wrong about this.
Wait, we're not going back.
We're not getting any more votes from Mohave County.
We're not getting anything else from Maricopa County tonight.
Got it.
Which is terrible.
All right. So that's we'll go a little bit longer in all this. But look, this when will the next Maricopa drop be? Monday?
Probably tomorrow. Afternoon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jeez. Now, if that drop, though, that profile is very Dem indie heavy, right?
It's only Thursday, Charlie. It feels like Friday.
Jeez.
So we got tomorrow. I keep thinking it's Friday.
No, but Garrett Archer tweeted a ticker because he gets little tickers here, right?
He gets it from the Dems. He follows the Dems. So I found out something.
How do they get these tickers?
I'll tell you. I found out today. I didn't know this. Matthew found this out. Matthew Martinez in our office found out. There's a professor at ASU that built some kind of computing element for the county. And so they've given him open back-end access to the data.
What?
So the ASU professor is who gives...
Can we sue about that?
Oh, no, it's over with Justin Heap. I'm telling you, I told everybody in the office today, I was like, I only have one thing that I'm going to make sure that Justin Heap does, and it's shut down access to every ASU professor and voter.
Yeah, so then Garrett Archer tweets out this ticker. Yeah. That's how Jamal gets this stuff.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, how does Jamal...
It's from the ASU professor.
This random Jamal guy.
He's a Democrat.
Every 2 years, I'm reading Jamal.
Yeah, and Jamal's not even smart. Like, they've had a bunch of, like, he's had so many bad takes over the years.
Yeah, so the next count will be...
He's a low IQ guy. He just likes to tweet, and he gets a lot of retweets.
Okay, but wait, this 229,000, did we just see part of that or not?
Yeah, that was what we were supposed to get tonight, and we ended up only getting 79,000. But even the worst case scenario.
By the way, we're going to recommend Justin Heap does something. We don't make people do something.
No, we're going to make Justin Heap not give open end access to voter data to ASU professors.
I tried.
I like this donation from Facts Matter, $100. Tyler is... 1,000,000,000% right. Steven and Onesie Twosie love to torture us.
I love this.
They're sickos.
That guy in the chat, best guy I've ever seen. He's the smartest guy in the chat.
Okay, so this ticker is how many of the votes, though?
That's like half the votes, right?
Well, I don't
know.
That
was before the 580,000. That was at the beginning of the night. That's been there all day.
Yes, I know. So, but is that what just got dropped?
Part of it, I think, yeah.
That's amazing for us.
It's amazing.
If we won 57% and it's a 37% independent, 33% Republican, 29% Democrat.
Yeah, but again, if you believe the conspiracies in your head, my head, that Maricopa County like repositions votes to just mess with us, then they could have taken like a better one.
So this is what Garrett Archer said. It's actually not as bad as I thought. He said, Lake definitely hit her target here. The next batch should be not as friendly, as the party breakdown is a bit, not a lot, a bit more D&I, but this was a shot in the arm. However, I's near election day are redder.
Redder.
And D's near election day are redder.
Yes.
All voters near Election Day in Arizona get redder.
Yes.
Really? It's just, oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, just think about the behavior of an Election Day voter in Arizona. That's There's right. a ton of registered right. Dems that were registered as Dems 10 years ago, and they haven't. They don't vote in primaries. Mm-hmm. A lot of muscular class, working class Hispanics, by the way.
Charlie's like a voter professor now. He knows all this stuff like inside and out.
Because I know
we've
pretty
done
well.
This so many times. No, seriously. Like, you know, like he's like everything he knows. It's crazy.
We've got this guy. We got a donation. Oliver Wood, $20. Hey, Charlie, I can't wait to celebrate at AmFest. I am part of the Arizona Recruitment Committee. And if you could give a shout out to the code,
yes,
Oliver
right.
Wood, it this, would be huge.
Lauren paid this person. Let's put up the AmFest promo. Get your tickets right now to AmFest, AmFest.com, $47 tickets, AmFest.com. Everyone has to come, everybody. It's going to be the biggest event ever at AmFest.com. Do we have the trailer? Yes? No? I don't remember. Can we play the trailer? I think we have
yes.
it somewhere.
Yes, we got it.
Let's play the trailer of AmFest, AmFest.com. Let's play that.
What a night.
Only in America is a story like Turning Point USA possible. Only in America is it possible to say, you know what, I don't like the way the country is going, and to do something about it.
American Patriots, get ready for the biggest event of the year. Join thousands in hearing the leading voices of the movement, featuring Charlie Kirk, Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump Jr., Dr. Ben Carson, Riley Gaines, Senator Josh Hawley, George Jenko, Lee Allen Baker, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Brandon Tatum, Alex Clark, Allie Beth Stuckey, Callie Means, and more. December 19th through 22nd in Phoenix, Arizona. Get inspired and make a difference.
I want to show you that in America, you can start small and dream big and make a difference.
At AmericaFest 2024.
We are going to have so much here at America Fest.
Register today at AmFest.com.
That is AmFest.com, AmFest.com. Check it out right now, AmFest.com. Okay. By the way, just kind of a fun little note. You know that county that Donald Trump won that everyone's talking about, Starr County in mm-hmm. Texas?
It's amazing.
It is one of the coolest thing. It is the most Hispanic county in America.
Yes.
The most Hispanic county.
98%, I think.
It flips red for the first time in 100 years. And, guys, we were told the way you win Hispanics is the Jeb Bush way, which is amnesty, open borders.
Yep.
And it turns out it's the opposite. It turns out Hispanics actually want mass deportations. They want lower prices. They want strong borders. They want police. And how did we get that so wrong? Blake?
It turns out the way you win over Hispanics is you say, welcome to America. We're going to win you over by putting America first.
Yes.
You want to put your country
because
first.
Because they want the country that they're now in to be
we're
put first.
We're going to make it so every Hispanic in America says that we won the Alamo.
That's right.
That used to be a favorite question. They were like, are you assimilated to America? Do you think we won the Alamo? Trump should go to the Alamo for the 250th anniversary.
Oh, he's going
to
do a lot of stuff. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. People are asking, Charlie, how do I get this hat? It is a limited edition 47 hat.
I need one of those. What do I have to do?
All right. It is a limited edition, and we are selling signed right now. They're not cheap because we only have so many. It is at thecharliekirkstore.com. That's, I know it's a mouthful. Thecharliekirkstore.com.
The Charlie Kirk Show Store.
Guys, we got to get a.
It's got to be better than that. I'll find you a new domain.
Holy
this is I'm not doing this anymore. Can we go to Charlie?
The ultimate Charlie Kirk Show Store.
Ignore everything I just said. Go to charliekirk.com and there is a store breakdown. So just do that.
We should make it the charliekirkshowstore.com.com.
The ultimate Charlie Kirk Show Store.
That's the best store.
Experienceplus.com.
No, it's the Charlie Kirk hyphen store.
Yeah. Oh, I hate those. The hyphenated.
Charlie Kirk show.
It's even better. It should be .com. It should be like .wav or something. Or .. make it impossible to get a hat.
That's right.
I just want a hat.
Charlie-Kirk.au.
Also, you need to open HTTPS at the start. If it's only HTTP, it doesn't work.
All right, it's CharlieKirk.com. Go find this. How do I even find the store here? Where is the store thing?
Charlie doesn't have a store. It's all facade.
It's not on there. It's not even on the store. I can't find it.
It's like you want a specific hat, and you go to the Trump website, and you're like, where do I go? And
we're pinning it in the comments on YouTube, okay? We're pinning it.
We'll pin the, and you have to, yeah, the double hyphen. Don't forget the triple hyphens if you come back.
Still the guy who called Stephen Richer a sicko.
Hey, speaking of hats.
Can I read that one?
That was the one we read. The onesie twosie guy.
Oh, the onesie twosie guy.
Here, let's play a couple of those.
They put those onesie twosies down at the factory, you know.
So let's. And by the way, of course, you can always become a member for a red hat, but it's not this 47 hat. It's just not the same.
I need to buy a.
By the way, if you can find the website, the prize is that's part of just getting the prize. Let's.
It's a labyrinth.
Let's go to cut 316.
Hey Charlie, I am a middle school student from Phoenix, Arizona, and real quick, I would just love a hat. First of all, and second of all, I will be in high school next year, and I would love to join the Turning Point USA movement in high school next year. So let's go, Trump, and God bless you. Thank you.
Give that guy a hat.
Get him a hat.
Give that guy a hat.
We got to do that. I love it. Red hat. Read Ryan Armstrong, one of our support.
I like Ryan Armstrong. He sent us Canadian $100, which is like a U.S. dollar again. He says, drinks on me, boys, which is great because – I don't think you drink. I doubt you drink.
He's a Mormon.
Yeah, Mormons. And I.
Not much.
I drink very rarely.
Jack doesn't drink.
We love what you guys are doing to make change. Keep grinding. Sending love from soon to be very, very conservative Canada. Godspeed. And he's right because Justin Trudeau is not very popular. We're going to reclaim that country and make it great again.
We just got a super chat in my Instagram, and it says, tell Blake to be quiet, Kerry is winning, my dad and I chase ballots.
So I love that.
No one will be happier. Well, okay, you'll probably be happier than me if we pull it off, but and Charlie too. I will be happy if
I don't
pull it
think
off.
You'll be I get my video, I get my version of the video crying at the desk, and Blake can run in and hug me,
dude. No, by the way, I'm traveling tomorrow and Blake will like hug you. I got to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
No, I got to go. There's too much stuff happening.
Oh, no.
Wait, Blake. Jack, it's kind of like, it's not there yet, but I feel Hunger Game vibes coming. Don't you, Jack? It's,
yeah.
It's like Hunger Games meets King's Landing, meets The Sopranos, just all of it. Just all of it.
It's, so I got to go there to kind of referee. And again, the neocon stuff I'm not touching, but there's other appointments that I care deeply about.
I will.
Yeah, Jack, you're going
to
be there too.
We need you. Charlie, we need you to referee the neocon appointment.
I know. You're right. Keep going, Cliff. You're right.
Tyler, by the way, if you do your little moment of crying, let me do the voiceover. They call me Al Michaels, and I can give you a full viral clip.
I love that. So
Al Michaels is aging now.
By the way,
I like more of a. What's his face? The comedian. I think I'll take that. I'll take that version of Cliff.
The Shane Gillis?
I'll take the Shane Gillis voiceover.
Yeah, but Cliff, the other thing is, though, is keep in mind that it's not just up to Charlie because we have J.D. Vance sitting right there the entire time.
Dude, and I was texting with J.D. all day today.
It's going to be great.
I text with J.D. the way I text with Tyler. I'm like, yo.
Fantastic.
I love that, man. I cannot say enough. Like, glory be to the heavens. I can retire and just be like, J.D. Vance is the future of all things. I mean, he is just the best. He's such a good guy. He's just the best. I can't say that.
Dude, I'm just saying this. I just want to, when this race is called.
If.
Okay. I'm going to say when, you say if. If when. When this race is called. The absolute amount of out of control conservative boom energy that will come out of AmFest in December
will be like insurmountably uncontainable.
Mm-hmm. Again, the mandate we have here in this state, no matter how this goes, we're turning this into Florida. We're going to flip the governor's mansion. We're going to flip the attorney general's race. We're going to keep the state reps and the state senate the way it is.
I want a supermajority in the legislature.
Great. We're going to turn this place into Florida. That's the mandate. Win or lose with Kerry. And just for the record, Kerry, worst case scenario, loses by like 6,000 to 10,000 votes. A true story. I won't say who, but a guy who's on TV all the time. So I called somebody who knows him. They're like, hey, Charlie, what's going to happen in Arizona? Big donor. We know him. Great guy. And the donor's like, hey, this guy on TV who I know says Kerry's going to lose by at least 50,000 votes. I said, no, our modeling shows that she'll probably fall 10,000 short or win 10,000. And the guy's like, Charlie has no idea what he's talking about. And I was like, okay, let's see. And then that donor
typed to me who it was.
Yeah. And then that donor called me. That's why I stepped out. Was like, oh,
you're smarter than that guy.
Well, yeah, because our modeling is the best modeling, right? Well, by the way, Cliff, the way that I know Arizona is why you were so confident in Pennsylvania, right? Now, that's
people don't get this, Charlie. It's like, listen, there's all the pundits, there's all the polling, there's all the surrogates that have to say what they say, right? And it's like, no, listen, forget all the noise. We have hundreds of people on the ground. We are tracking the data. We're looking at it. That's why it's so valuable.
We're chasing votes here.
Votes. The old adage is that, in order to win a Senate seat, Blake, you got to spend like $100 or $200 million. If Kerry Lake wins, it'll be like, oh, you just need a grassroots army and a bunch of ballot chase. It would be a complete paradigm shift.
Do you know what the comparison is, though? It's 2016.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
The comparison, the Kerry Lake Senate shift is what Donald Trump did to the country in 16.
Mm-hmm.
If Kerry Lake wins, it won't be quite the same, but it will be on par, same song, different verse of that same thing, and people will lose it. They will lose their jobs in DC in the Beltway.
Let's play another. By the way, if you want to be a member, it's members.charliekirk.com. You guys can leave us. By the way, people say, Charlie, I'm trying to find the gold hat. Please help me. Go to charliekirk.com. And
one team member on our team cured 40 votes today.
Nice.
By the way, that could end up being a huge difference. Did we finally get the data sorted out or no?
I will tell you all about that.
I made a call, so I don't know if
I got it.
I will
tell you all about this later. If this comes down to 1,000 votes.
Not here.
If this comes down to 1,000 votes, 40 cured votes is 4% of it.
I'm going to tell you right now. Right there. We're piecemealing it together from all over the place, but I am not a happy camper.
All right, got it. Okay, so
while he's checking that, Ben Thomas, $50. I love what you guys did for the election. I appreciate the current coverage and sincerely hope and pray for God's grace to be with you and your team as you fulfill your role in ensuring that Trump and his team deliver on their promises. And that we will do. This does not end with Election Day. This ends with America being great again.
Amen. Okay, let's play another. There's another voicemail here. Play cut 317 if you want to leave a voicemail.
Hi there, Charlie. I'm actually from Starr County, which is the county you guys were talking about on the show. I just wanted to jump on here and tell you that Trump is just such a big hit in the Hispanic community. What you guys are doing at Turning Point, you and Tyler and Andrew Colvett, I'm just such a big fan of it, and I'm so thankful for you guys. Keep up the good work and know that we are supporting you through and through.
We're laughing because it's Mikey, okay?
It's a friend of ours.
Andrew thinks we're laughing at him. This is Mikey. It's one of our staff that did this, okay?
Yeah.
It's so obvious. Yeah. It's one of our staff. I knew it the moment that it started. It's Mikey McCoy. Mikey, if you want to be on the show, pull up a chair, okay? Yeah.
It's like, I just wanted to get on the show.
That's why we're laughing.
Members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Okay.
Krista has, I think, tried to notify us a few times. She donated $5 and I think several times before. Are you going to give updates on Sam Brown's race? Unfortunately, the update is they have a giant mail bomb nuke that they dropped on the race from Clark County, and Sam Brown is not going to make it, tragically. It stinks because he very much could have done it. And
we could have two Republican senators in Nevada right now.
You know, you take $5 million out of that Maryland race,
but we will
put $2.5 million in Arizona, $2.5 million in Nevada.
Correct.
And
by the way, we're gonna get Nevada sorted out.
Here's the deal, and here's the beautiful part about this new era with Donald Trump. Let's rewind back to 2016, and let's just remind everybody. You have Mitch McConnell. You have a coronated Paul Ryan in a post-Boehner world. Okay, right? That is an ugly way to enter into 2016 with Donald Trump. He has no footing. He has no staff. No idea what DC's like. No idea what drain the swap actually means. We are now on track for Donald Trump knowing all that stuff, putting much better people in place in this White House. Susie, as we mentioned, is the new chief of staff, is going to do a
she's great
much more tremendous job than Reince Priebus did going into that role.
And I could say affirmatively. I'll tell you what one of the reasons why, but keep going.
But we're not going to have to deal with Mitch McConnell. We're going to have Rick Scott.
No, we won't. Rick Scott will not become leader. So let me just tell you right now.
Well, let's just be hopeful.
No, it's not going to happen.
Let's not blackpill us right now.
Guys, let me tell you the good news. Can I tell you the good news?
Okay.
Because Senate leadership elections are tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we can lie to our audience. Like, Rick Scott will get 13 votes. Okay? I hope that's not the case.
I'm tracking.
John Thune will become majority leader.
People are going to be upset.
Well.
Okay, good.
South Dakota.
We should send out a tweet.
Thune better
listen,
than Cornyn?
Listen.
Do we prefer Thune?
Okay, wait. Let Charlie.
Thune is up in 26. And we're going to announce we're going to do a big event in South Dakota in February. And maybe hire some staff in South Dakota. Leverage.
I'm reading make between him, the lines here, Charlie.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I didn't say anything else more than that. I just said I think a couple ballot chasers, relationship builders in Rapid City.
Cliff, what are you doing?
Sioux Falls,
no, between now and February. You can pronounce
no,
it wrong.
By the way, I'm not saying anything more than I think a great rally with your South Dakota friends.
Wait. Cliff has a lot of Dakota
hard
feelings.
No, hold on. No, it'll be an open thing being like, leader Thune, let's lead, unlike the prior. And I just so happen
to be here. Oh, I find myself stumbling into the state of South Dakota. Oh, I found 5,000 of my closest friends.
And to be clear,
I
hope Rick Scott wins. I tweeted in his favor. I think he's coming on the show. He's amazing. I'm just being honest. Like, I just talked to three senators tonight, and they're like, just so we're clear, JD landed tonight. And but it's so funny. JD started as the freshman 2 years ago that no one would talk to. JD walked
the
in.
The most important.
He walked in like glory to the martyrs. He walked in. By the way, can we get?
Are you not entertained?
No, by the way, no. I got to get this. I'm going to tell you exactly. It's like the Aladdin. When
when he rolls
the Aladdin
in, like
intro.
Prince of Boo Boo.
Oh, that's
Prince
right. Of, no.
Prince Ali.
It's yes.
Prince Ali.
This is JD walking into the. That's right. It's JD walking into the Senate leadership meeting tonight. And yes, JD, there's no twisting ears with these senators. They don't care about outside pressure. I don't want to mislead the audience. I hope Rick Scott wins tomorrow night. I hope it happens. I'm doing everything I can. I called three senators tonight, and they're like, yeah, I mean, the old bulls are behind. Because if you look at it, it's like, okay, yeah. Deb Fischer,
no,
Ricketts,
I know.
The Alabama contingent, Cassidy, right?
But here's the difference. Can I tell you the shift?
Cassidy, Kennedy. I'm just going through the list, right? I mean,
the shift that exists is this one shift, which is that I think people are now understanding that there is pressure. There is misery in these roles where they could basically just like pad themselves within the DC bubble and ignore everyone. You can't do that anymore. And to your point of what you're saying of influence, outside influence and things like that.
But he's in cycle in 26 is the point.
I know.
In a Trumpy administration. And I think
in a Trumpy state.
I think we need to do a big rally in South Dakota. Like
Liz Cheney learned this the hard way.
Well,
though.
No. I'm not. There's no threats.
No, it's not a threat. I'm saying, but
by the way, he's not Liz Cheney.
No, I know. Liz Cheney was, though. Remember, she was pretty pro Trump for a good portion of her before she was running.
I think so.
It had nothing to do with Trump that got Liz Cheney kicked to the curb.
Yes and no. The way she handled January 6th was also insane.
Well, I understand, but what I'm saying is that people were fed up, and when the people get fed up, it's way beyond.
Well, remember, she held office until 2022.
Yeah.
She lost in the summer of 2022.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, what would you say? Where should we do the rally? Rapid City or Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls is where the people are.
I think Sioux Falls, we get a big arena.
Sioux Falls.
And we do like a mini all day thing. And we, you know, fly in a couple big names, right, Tyler?
Yes.
And we just have a South Dakota Freedom Rally. And
we should bring JD Vance in on a elephant.
Well, I know. Come on, we got to get this, Ryan. No, this is a live shot.
We should use the animated version.
This should be a live shot.
No. The real version's way better. No, no, it's funnier. It's, have you seen the real version?
No,
it's
I don't watch these stupid
it's
live
way
action movies.
No, it's funnier. Come on, Ryan. We got to get
Disney
this.
Plus?
No.
Wait, Charlie,
no,
you like the live action Disney movies?
No, I don't. No, I'm saying that on this particular one, it's funnier than the cartoon.
Jack and I have had this argument about Disney. Not with each other. We actually agree with each other that you have to like...
supporting live action
world, but
Disney.
Not of the world.
I'm getting like kids are getting to the age where I'm gonna have to make the decision.
Yeah, while we wait for it to download, Threat Alliance
like
donated $100.
Keep your kids weird and you don't do anything,
I know.
Or you have to manage it.
Threat Alliance, love your content. Right. Looking forward to helping the cause. When will you have the conversation on what laws we need to change for the horrible timing on election results and what can we do to help?
I could do a full 8 hour. We could do a full 8
By the
hour.
Way, can I say one thing? That they should suspend Senate leadership elections until Kerry Lake's race is called.
That's why do you think they're rushing?
Yes.
Of course they are. That's why they're rushing.
That's why they're rushing.
And that's because SLF spent no money and it could have blocked a plurality.
Yes.
I mean, but I'm just, again, I want Rick Scott to win. He's like,
although I think you need a majority.
I hope everyone knows my heart. I literally have whipped votes for this guy. I called 3 senators today and they're like, Charlie,
no,
just, I mean, it's
just quit.
No, not quit. They just said, be careful, like, going too far into this thing because you're going to come out.
And then Charlie's like, we should do a rally in South Dakota.
No, but then someone reminded me, who will remain nameless, that a senator reminded me that he's in cycle in 26 and therefore is a different dynamic.
A senator did.
Hmm?
This gets juicy.
Yeah, well, we're done with it.
This is the juiciest live stream you've ever heard.
Yeah, but I mean, look, we didn't not go through all this work to have McConnell 2.0.
This is what the left figured out, right? With the grassroots.
Ryan, where's my Aladdin?
The grassroots does all this work. It really ticks them off. This is important. The more work that the grassroots does, the more ticked off they get when you disavow their. Right,
okay.
Their
live shot of J.D. Vance walking into the Senate caucus this afternoon. Turn it up.
This is funny.
Clear the way! Clear the way! Clear the way! Clear the way!
You like the animated better?
How can you not?
This is so bad.
You think, all right, get
you
the animated.
Will Smith
I like
as
the animated.
Genie is better than
that
Robin
was
Williams?
Horrible.
I like
that was
awful.
D-E-I.
The animated is really D-E-I funny D-E-I because
Aladdin.
Abu is...
Get that off
wait,
the
yeah,
screen.
Wait, no, you mean the animated one is better?
I'll want to say something in Charlie's favor.
You're right.
If we do a meme of that, but actually make it J.D. Vance singing, that's going to be hilarious.
It's like that one of the Trump that they
the
do.
The point being
they
is that everyone, exactly, everyone, like, when J.D. walked in was like, yes, sir.
Or I know? Like the, or the big, I love the one of, that they do with Trump's face in the locker room. With
but what
name?
I'm getting at is if Thune wins the leadership elections tomorrow.
Right now.
If Thune wins the leadership elections tomorrow, it's not the worst thing.
Instead of Prince Ali, it's Veep J.D. That would line up with
Charlie, let me ask you a question about that.
I want to, yes, Cliff, go.
Yeah, so look, I'll tell you a quick story, and then I'll ask a question about Thune. So I was with a senator and a congressman. I'm not going to mention which state, but I went for an event, and the governor was giving a speech. And this is actually somebody who turned out to be a fantastic governor, but this was before he was elected. And he gave this barn burner speech, super pro-liberty. And I turned to the congressman and the senator, both Republicans, and I said, does he really believe what he's saying? And they said, we don't care. It's so good. And this is my question about John Thune. Is there a potential that he gets the role and he just realizes that, look, even if he's an establishment hack or even if he's, you know, a little bit better than McConnell, does he get in line for Trump? Like, does he get in line for the America First movement or
well,
are we going to be screwed?
No, that's why I think we should entertain hiring some staff in South Dakota.
We will.
and doing a big event.
I actually just posted two jobs while we were sitting here.
To announce that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And just, again, all I'm saying is that I think we should do a big event in South Dakota. It could. It's one of the reddest states in the country.
Yep.
And you have the Senate majority leader from that state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there just needs to kind of be an environmental awareness that you represent a very conservative state, and there needs to kind of be an awakening. And I want him to then be – I want him – let me say it this way. I want him to be as based as Schumer was to the Democrat Party. I want him to represent Republican voters the way that Schumer represented Democrat voters. Okay, this one might be better. This is J.D. Vance, VP J.D., play 320. Okay, this is better. I agree.
Clear the way in the old bazaar.
Hey, you.
Plus, let us through. It's a bright new star. Oh, come be the
first. Plus, he's got one of the greatest actors ever. Voice actors ever. Who's that?
Robin Williams.
Make way. Robin Williams.
Is that right?
Yeah. Robin Williams.
Are you gonna love this guy? Prince Ali, fabulous. He, Ali.
And look at Abu. You
just have to replace VP JD every time they see Prince Ali. Exactly.
Abu as an elephant, too, is so fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious.
That could, monkey, that could be you in this one, like, you know, because you're friends with him.
And Gilbert Godfrey.
It's even our animal. The elephants are animals.
As our elephant. Yeah. That should be our logo for the next 4 years.
anyway, that's kind of the plan for the Senate, because I just want to keep people living in reality. And I hope Rick Scott pulls it off tomorrow. I just don't think he's done. But however, if Rick Scott performing really well tomorrow, like getting 15 or 16 votes, also keeps John Thune reminder that he does not have a stranglehold on the caucus, is really important. So
did you say Rick?
I said Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Did I say, Charlie, something? Did I say Tim Scott accidentally?
I heard Rick Scott.
Does Cornyn have any shot, or is everybody aligning behind Thune? Does Cornyn have any shot?
The betting markets, if there were such betting, I bet there are betting markets on this.
Thune is better than Cornyn, right?
Yes. Well, here's also why, is that Thune is from a much easier state to apply pressure. It's really cheap and really it's like the second least densely populated state.
Is Cornyn retiring anyway? He's
No, but Texas is, by the way, Texas is unbelievably difficult to primary somebody.
Charlie, you put 100 people on the ground in South Dakota.
Game over.
And you can move any needle you want.
Yes. And you know that. You've spent time there. Yeah. And so not to mention, there's a couple really good potential people that could pop up. Again, I'm cheering for John Thune to become the most conservative, to become the most effective Senate majority leader we've had, because
I don't think
Thune's up. J.D. Vance did it.
I don't think Thune's up in 26.
J.D. Vance used to not be as cool.
I'm told he's up in 26.
No, it's Mike Rounds.
Oh, is it Rounds in 26? Uh-huh. My intel is wrong.
Because I was like, I thought Thune was in 2022.
Yeah, he was. Because he was 2014 win.
He's not
that.
Until 2028.
I still think we should still do that.
But it's still 2028. Yeah.
Okay, we should still do that.
I kind of like Mike Rounds because he endorsed.
That's just spreading us a little thin.
I got a kick when Mike Rounds like endorsed like Mike Huckabee for president in 2016. He's just like, he's my friend. I'm just going to endorse him.
I was a little bit concerned because I thought, I was like, I don't
it's
think
still
it would
a good
be
idea,
that
Tyler.
Stupid. No, yeah, I know, but I wouldn't think they would put him in there like right during his reelection, because they're very sensitive about those things.
I still think it's a good idea.
No, 2028 is like right around the corner.
Yeah.
It's like tomorrow. The campaign's already started, didn't you hear? J.D. Vance against, I think it was
Michelle
Obama.
Didn't
you hear? Kamala Harris has 1 million people on the ground for a 2028 race. Didn't you guys hear?
They knocked on 11 million doors today. They knocked on 11 million doors for 2028.
Breaking. Did you hear the news? Kamala Harris is knocking doors.
Wild.
Let's put a button on all this. This was a great show, by the way.
This was fun. We should do it again.
Yeah, we should. This could be a show, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. This could be a show.
This could be a thing.
Just so you guys know at home, we talk like this in private, too. There's no private public.
This is basically what it is.
Yeah.
The group chat.
Okay, so Carrie Lake is down 44,000 votes. She's got a path, man.
I'm surprised Cornyn's not in the mix, though.
He is. He's in the mix. I also want to shout out our tech team. Kylie, Michael, Dallin, Parker, Philip, Mitchell, Rob, Dayton, Russ, Angelo, Frank, Greg, and our security team. Let's give it up for them. The entire chat should.
We've got so many super chats to read. We got
cheaper by the dozen. Let's do how many staff members you got?
Oh, I mean, this is a serious operation here, Cliff. I mean, we're not Cliff, messing around.
We've
here.
We've got buildings on buildings.
I know.
Buildings.
Listen,
I've been in a lot of libertarian events. We're not used to serious operations.
Have you seen our offices, Cliff?
No, he's got to come down.
Oh yeah. By the way, we're just getting started here. We got a whole expansion plan.
We got a Pennsylvania
Hans Blix. Is that a reference to Hans Blix, the old like UN weapons inspector? He donated $10. Thank you. No comment. Milo, $5. Are Republican House members libertarian enough to enable actual DOGE government evisceration? That's the Elon Musk
government
thing.
Efficiency.
I don't think we have a choice now.
I feel like we have to.
Yeah.
We have to pay the piper.
We're backed into a corner here.
Yeah.
We painted ourselves right into a corner on this one.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for becoming a member. Members.charliekirk.com. Go to charliekirk.com for this beautiful hat. If you guys want a signed copy of that, charliekirk.com. And tomorrow, if we are streaming tomorrow, it will only be if we have a path for Carrie, which Tyler would be. I'll be remote from Palm Beach, actually. At the Real America's Voice Studios.
Yep.
And you guys will be here, and we'll do this throughout the weekend if it continues, right? We're going to carry thing.
It will.
Carry it for Carrie, mm-hmm. Right?
Carry on Carrie.
Let's close out with a voicemail. Let's play Cut 315.
Hey, Charlie, we love you. We all love you over here. I know my uncle, he passed away right before the election, and you were like his favorite celebrity at the moment. My dad is like obsessed. We watch you like every night. We watched you all night throughout the election. We stayed up all night with you, man. Just want to say we appreciate all you did for this election. Send us a hat, man. I don't know.
We will send you a hat. God bless you. Thank you. That's really sweet. Everybody, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Also, in better news, Elizabeth Warren only won by 20 points in Massachusetts.
Only 20.
With a 38-point Democrat voter registration advantage.
That's crazy.
That's pretty good.
That's like remarkable, actually.
I'd like to thank Chris for 100. He donated that a little while ago. He said he loves our enthusiasm, but he does have PTSD from last time. I think we all have PTSD from it. So.
By the way, Kansas, there was a poll that said Trump was only up 5 in Kansas, ended up being 16 points now that they're doing their final sweeps. What do you guys think was the reddest state for Trump in the country?
Off the top of my head, I would...
Pennsylvania.
I would guess it's probably either going to be West Virginia. Or maybe North Dakota.
Wyoming?
Wyoming came back.
72%.
This guy's donated 5 times, so I want to shout out 3,900 class. He donated 10. I live in South Dakota. I'm a 29-year-old machinist interested in politics, but have never gotten involved. But if we can move South Dakota closer to America First, I'd love to. Do I sign up?
We will be back with South Dakota news if Mr. Thune becomes Senate Majority Leader. I just think it's important to pay attention to people's home states. For nothing more, I think people's home states, I think those plants need to be watered if you're going to run the U.S. Senate, right? I think we can all agree, right, Cliff? That's right, right, Tyler?
And speaking on U.S. Senate,
amen.
Go support Carrie Lake, carrielake.com. She's going to probably need it in case she has to go to a recount.
Yeah, this. By the way, there will be no like simple win for Carrie. This thing's a knife fight this point.
It's going to be a knife fight.
Either way.
Every cured ballot.
And by the Dems are super animated.
And it might be lawsuit.
They're going to fly in tons of activists right now. Like the Dems are super animated. Because they do not want Carrie Lake to be U.S. Senator.
And the establishment in general doesn't want Carrie Lake. This is like a...
Charlie, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to put out a call to my team. If you guys need us there to cure ballots, we are there. Let's talk after this.
We've got 1,000 people on the ground carrying ballots. We're like running out of ballots to cure at this point. So we're doing good. But thank
awesome.
You, Cliff. You can still come here. Still come here, though. Bring everyone down here right now. Who cares? Come here.
All right, guys, God bless you. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I will see you tomorrow and then flying out east. Thank you guys for the wonderful support. And charliekirk.com if you want this beautiful hat. Cliff, great job. Before I close, Cliff and Jack, plug whatever you'd like.
Yeah, I'll start. So on X at Maloney, I don't have anything else for you guys to do in Pennsylvania. We had a clean sweep. It was a great race. But Charlie, Tyler, the whole team here, appreciate you guys. Let's keep telling the truth. Thanks so much.
Jack.
Yeah, so Joe Rogan, go watch his show with Tim Dillon, and he's asking a lot of questions about Butler, Pennsylvania, J13, which is a story that is absolutely not going away. President Trump is coming into office. So the book Bulletproof that you can get right now, it's on shelves at all major bookstores as well as orderbulletproof.com. This is going to be the roadmap into the investigation into the first and second assassination attempts on Donald Trump. Orderbulletproof.com. Christmas is coming.
Charlie, we've got a huge strike force that's going up to Mojave County right now, driving up our staff, our best staff, the best staff that ever was.
Go Cure.
Eric Hayes, Jacob, and Garrett are up there, and they're heading up with a bunch of people to get us across the finish line in Mojave County
to cure
ballots for Kerry Lake.
Man, so we can bring us across. That is tough, thankless work. All right, everybody, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys, and see you soon. Thank you.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.